A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samando UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. Our meditation and discussion is taken from the book of Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 16. Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." In Psalm 20 from verse 1, the Bible says, "The Lord hear you in the day of trouble, and the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifices, and may he grant you according to your heart desires and fulfill all your purpose." As you set out this week, you begin to see the manifestations of the help of God in your life and in your destiny. God is set to help you. Our God is our very present help in the time of trouble. He is the helper of the helpless. God wants to help you, and I am confident that this week you will enjoy the help of God in an unprecedented manner in the precious name of Jesus. Do not forget, we have been looking at the gift of help. When God chooses to help a man, the first thing the man enjoys is divine attention. He is given attention by God and by men. What is going to happen in your life this week is that men will give your life attention. Your business will attract attention. It will attract great patronage this week. Everything you do will attract help. Everything you do will attract divine support, because help has come from heaven for you, and men are also compelled to assist you. There is help for you. There is divine attention for you. You will cry and God will hear and God will answer. While you are knocking, the door is opened, and that is what God will make happen for you. And so for everyone who has suffered rejection in this outgone week or weeks, get ready. Where you have been rejected, you will be there accepted, because there is divine attention for you. Heaven is paying you attention this week. So men will give attention to you. Your voice will be giving attention. Your request will be giving attention. Your document will be giving prompt attention and positive attention for that matter in the name of Jesus. Second gift of help is a gift of protection. You will be divinely protected. You will walk your way safely this week. You will not stumble, because God is the one that is shielding. He is your refuge and is your shield. And so he will not allow the sun to smite you by day nor the moon by night. God himself is a wall of fire round about you. When a man is helped of God, he is divinely protected. Number three is divine aid and support. You will be divinely aided and divinely supported. Men will go out of their ways to support you, to give you assistance. There will be divine aid. There will be divine support. Your destiny will be supported. Your business will be supported. Your vision will be supported. Your dream will be supported. That is a gift of help. When God chooses to help a man, he causes his life, his destiny, his family, his dream to enjoy support of men. That project that you have that has not enjoyed support all of this while, today beginning, it will receive help, unprecedented help. Get set for a phone call, for text message or email message of help. Help is coming this very week for you. The number four gift of help is divine supplies. God will supply all your needs. Paul, writing to the Philippians, told them, "My God," in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, "will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." My God will supply all your needs. In Psalm 20 that we are reading, and in verse number 2, the Message translation says, "This God will send reinforcement from his holy hill. He will dispatch from Zion fresh supplies." God will dispatch from Zion fresh supplies for you. So there will be fresh supplies this week. You are not going to begin to lean or to use old supplies. There will be fresh supplies. Contractors, today there will be fresh supply for you. Fresh contract for you. New contract for you. Today and throughout this week. new sales, new open doors, new supply of good things for you this week, supply of unusual help in the precious name of Jesus. Whatever it is that your destiny needs or requires, there will be a fresh supply today. When Abraham was going to make sacrifice to God on Mount Moriah, he was going to sacrifice his son, and Isaac asked, where is the lamb that we're going to use? Abraham answered and said, God himself will provide. And according to his word, on the mountain of Moriah, God did provide a ram for the sacrifice. There will be divine supplies for you. There will be divine provision for you. So this week, you'll be divinely provided for. Things will be provided for you. There will be fresh supply for you, for your household, for your business, for your destiny, in the name of Jesus. And I am asked to announce to someone who cares to listen and who believes, nothing will finish in your hands. Blessing will not finish in your hands. Favor will not finish in your hands. Money will not finish in your hands. Before you finish a blessing, another supply will come. That is what God makes happen when he helps a man. When a man enjoys the help of God, he receives divine supplies, a fresh supply. Before the one in his hand is exhausted, there will be a fresh provision. This is what God is making happen for you this week in the name of Jesus. And number five is divine remembrance. Until you are remembered, you are not delivered. So God will remember you. He will remember your offerings. Verse 3 says, may he remember your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifices. You have been sowing seed. You have been making effort. You have been investing. You have been sacrificing. You have been putting efforts on your business, to your business, to your endeavor. The time for a major harvest is now. Until a man is remembered, his efforts do not produce any result. He keeps doing it, but he's not remembered for help. He's not remembered for result. But when God remembers you, your effort will be remembered. The sacrifices you made last year, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, will be remembered. Someone is listening to me. Somebody you helped some years back who has forgotten you totally is compelled to remember you this week. So this week, there'll be divine remembrance for you. Friends who have long forgotten you, helpers who have long forgotten you, will remember you. They will give you a call. They will send you a message because you are now in your season of divine remembrance. Anyone that God has chosen to help, he causes that person to be divinely remembered. And that is what God is going to make happen in your life in the precious name of Jesus. Divine remembrance. Where your file has been forgotten, that file will be divinely remembered for help, for assistance, and for patronage. Whoever has forgotten you, the helper that you remember but has forgotten you, will remember you this week. The butler forgot Joseph 2 years after he was compelled to remember. The king Ahasuerus forgot about the good that Mordecai did. But God took his sleep from him until he remembered Mordecai and blessed him. Your helper, the person who has forgotten you, his sleep is withdrawn from him until he remembers and until he carries out the assignment that God has given to him towards you. His peace is taken away. His sleep is taken away until the mandate of God concerning you is executed. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Get set, therefore, to enjoy the help of God from the sanctuary. Help is coming for you from the sanctuary. And when you are helped of God, because you are also obtaining the help of God from the throne of grace. And once you are helped of God, lines begin to fall onto you in places and places. You are divinely remembered. You are divinely protected. You are divinely aided and supported. You enjoy divine supplies and you are paid divine attention. God gives you attention and also compels men to give you attention. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and talk to God this morning. and say, Father, make this week my week of divine remembrance. Let me be divinely remembered. Let my destiny, my family, my business, my ministry be divinely remembered and helped this week in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, I pray that this week will be my week of divine remembrance. Let my life and destiny, let my family, let my children, let my wife, my husband, let my business and ministry be divinely remembered in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to begin to ask for divine supplies this week. Father, I ask for a fresh supply of your blessings, fresh supply of your favor, fresh supply of good things in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I pray that good things will not end in my life. Good things will not end in my destiny. In the precious name of Jesus, let not good things end in my life and in my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to pray, Father, let every door I have been knocking open for me this week. Let my documents be remembered. Well, let my file be remembered for help. Let my proposal be remembered for help. Let my helper, my benefactors, remember me for help in the name of Jesus. Our Father, this is my prayer that, Lord, I will be remembered. My documents will be remembered for help. My proposal, my project will be remembered for help in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I declare this week, it is your week of divine remembrance. Help will come for you from the sanctuary. Help will come for you. And the product of help, divine supplies, you won't lack fresh supplies this week. You will not lack aid. You will not lack support. You will not lack patronage in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God will give you attention and compel men to give you attention. You are divinely protected this week, and the Lord prospers your ways in the name of Jesus. Your name will be mentioned where it matters this week. Doors are open for you this week in the name of Jesus, and good things happen for you this week. You are returning this week with testimonies of the goodness of the Almighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Support Daily Impact by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contact. Your donations also will be appreciated. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all social media platforms is @YemiGraceMan. The Lord bless you as you do. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program. I am Yemi Graceman Adeloju, wishing you a very prosperous week, and the Lord bless you.